Okay, everybody, we'll call the meeting to order. Take the roll, please.
Patty Cox. Patty Cox. Bill Hogan.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Pat Dawson.
Here.
Kevin Bird. Kevin Bird. Rachel Joy. Rachel Joy. Marcy Rude.
Here.
You have 4 of 7 quorum present.
Well, I want to thank the three of you for calling in.
There's Patty right there.
Need a motion to approve the minutes, please. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made to second to approve the minutes.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rude.
Aye.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Everybody, we're going to have to take a roll call on all the votes. So just give you a kind of a heads up. Entertain a motion on the bills.
So move.
Motion been made, seconded. I'll second it.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rude.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Josh, you have any public comments?
No.
Okay. All right, Bruce, what do you got?
All right, we have 6 resolutions tonight, and as I mentioned earlier, these are all resolutions appropriating money for projects that we're either currently working on or we're going to be working on this summer. The first one is a resolution appropriating funds for the 2020 Drainage Improvement Project.
What all does that consist of, Bruce?
There's 2 spots. We're doing some drainage improvements. Some large culvert work, flattening some slopes on the side of the road, making them a little bit safer. It's I think it's 2 spots on County Highway 24. Kenny Contractors was the low bidder for that work. And they plan on getting started sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Entertain a motion on Resolution A.
I'll make that motion to move it on to finance.
One second. Okay. Motion been made to second. Can take the roll, Gina.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan. Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rude.
Aye.
5-0. Motion carried.
All right, Bruce.
Okay, next resolution is appropriating funds for the Turpin Road CIR project. This is the south end of Turpin Road from County Highway 30 up to Harryland, a little bit north of Harryland Road. Very similar to what we did on Lost Bridge last year, where we're going to recycle the base in place 4 inches and then put 3 inches of hot mix on top of it. We opened the bids on Monday, and Dunn Company was the low bidder. And again, they want to get started. That'll probably be sometime in August when we can get their paving train in to do that work.
Okay, entertain a motion on B.
I'll make the motion to move it on to finance.
Motion been made and second. Jenny, you want to take the roll, please?
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rude.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item C is a resolution appropriating funds for the 2020 Cape Seal project. We also opened this on Monday. We're going to be doing a Cape Seal on our county highway that runs off of Old 36 up through Harristown, the paved portion there, and also the far east end of Mound Road that we have, the portion that kind of sticks out towards Farm Progress. And Microsurfacing Contractors out of Peoria was a little bitter on that work.
All I'd entertain a motion on Resolution D, please.
I'll make that motion. Move it on to finance.
Motion been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Take the roll, please.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item D is a resolution appropriating funds for a bridge replacement on Bearsdale Road in Moroa Township. This bridge will be replaced using township bridge monies, and then there's a portion that between the township and us that we have to split the match, and this is to appropriate those match monies for that project. They should get to that this fall.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion on Resolution E, please.
I'll make that motion to move it on to finance.
Motion been made. I'll second it. Roll, please.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item U is a resolution appropriating funds for the County Highway 24 Raised Bridge Road Resurfacing Project. This will extend from County Highway 1 from Brush College back to the east. It'll match up with the basically the end of the project for the bridge replacement when we go across the lake, so we'll have that portion all the way done. Whenever we get around doing the bridges, we'll have probably two-thirds of that whole stretch that's paved in there done. So this is just to get the portion there by the college taken care of. And we're also we'd widened it in some spots because of some edge stress over the last couple of years. This is also going to widen the entire thing, so there'll be a paved shoulder involved with this. So this is to handle that work. It'll be done this fall.
Okay. Entertain a motion on Resolution E.
I'll make that motion to move it on to finance.
I'll second it. Take the roll, please.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Last resolution is appropriating funds for the County Highway 27 Demery Road Bridge Replacement Project. This was on the IDOT June letting. We're actually replacing two bridges with one bridge, and this resolution is to cover the match money that goes against the federal dollars that are going to pay for that replacement. The contractor should start sometime after August 1st, and they should have the bridge done before the end of the year.
What's the total cost of that project, Bruce?
Oh, it was about $640,000 was the low bid.
Okay. Entertain a motion on Resolution F, please.
Make a motion to move it on to finance.
I'll second it. Roll, please.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Engineers report, Bruce.
Our guys made the first round of mowing. In many places, they can only mow the front slope because it was so wet at the time. We had to make sure we don't want to make sure we get a full round. They're currently getting everything ready for the chip seal work. I think the second week in July is when they're planning on doing that, so they're doing some patching on roads and things like that we're going to be doing. The bridge that we're doing on School Road on County Highway 18 that's up really close to the Cisco interchange with I-72, the only thing we have left to do out there is to put the chip seal surface on. Dunn Company should be in next week to do that. When they do that, we'll be able to open it up. We'll be starting on the bridge on the county line north of Argenna. Well, they've already started moving it up. They'll be working on that here shortly. On the 85th Street Bridge, we have a pre-pour meeting set up for tomorrow, which basically means next week they're looking at pouring the bridge deck on that bridge. So that thing's moving along very nicely. The utilities and everything out of the way, it's just a matter of moving a lot of dirt in and getting in place. And, Kevin, you've been out there to see what it's they're making headway on that, too, so we're still very hopeful we can get that thing done by October the 1st.
Have they hauled any more dirt in since you?
They've been hauling dirt in. They've been hauling some muck out and hauling some good dirt in. They're wanting to get some of the basic ditch work cut in so they can put in some of the temporary roads, and then they're going to go to town. Okay. So that one's looking in good shape. And like all the other ones that we passed the resolutions on tonight, those are all projects we have yet to work on this year. So, again, another busy year for us.
Does anyone have any questions for Bruce? Any miscellaneous business? We don't need a closed session. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this is Marcy Brett.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just hoping that we could get a list of shovel-ready projects from the county engineer in anticipation of funding from the highway trust bill that's review right now with the Senate and the House. I just would like us to be prepared to go after funding the project.
Okay, Bruce, you want to touch on that?
Yeah, Marcy, we have I put together a 5-year plan. There's several projects in there that any given time we can snag and put stuff together and bring it up. Usually, if you're talking shovel ready, usually and typically, it's a resurfacing or a roadway project because those are easy and quick to put together. We do have this little we kind of have a shovel ready project. It's this little $16 million replace two bridges across the lake project that. That one's ready to go anytime if somebody would give us $4 million. So,
okay.
So yeah, we've got them out there, and I can get a quick list to you. In fact, I'll just get a copy of the 5-year plan. I'll just scan that and send it to everybody. That way they'll have it.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
You bet.
Anyone else have any questions, comments? If not, a motion to adjourn is in order.
So move.
Motion been made, and I'll second it. Roll, please.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Marcy Rood. Marcy Rood.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, sir.
Well, that was interesting.
How do you?
That was interesting.
So technically, if Marcy never voted, you guys could never adjourn. Well, normally everybody's wanting to get the hell out, and it's just kind of a formality, but it's like, all right, she never voted.
I thought maybe there wasn't a meeting. I park over here, and I go to the doors over here under the canopy, and they won't open.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I started to text Kevin and say, is it out of highway or something? What's going on? So then I walk, not in very much hurry, because nobody's around. So I kind of walk up the ramp and over here on this side.